Arborfield. The mayor of Arborfield said he will continue to fight with his community to keep their local school open. Chet Edwards said he feels losing a school in his community has a huge impact and a trickle-down effect for businesses, families and the overall morale on its community members. The mayor said he believes some of the information provided by the Northeast School Division is inaccurate. Edwards first discussed school projected enrollment numbers. The NESD has reported that the estimated number of pupils in Arborfield next year would be 67. In his estimation and their own count, he believes that number is low. Edwards said he and the review committee believe it could be as high as 98 and as low of 86. The threshold for continuing the review was set at 88 pupils. He went on to say that in 2 years, they would be above this threshold and have an incoming kindergarten class with an estimated 15 students. There has been much discussion over the structural integrity of the school itself. Edwards feels that there have been years of inaction on several concerns about the building and it has now compounded to make the building in worse shape than it should be. He believes that capital funding for Arborfield School has been distributed unequally. Edwards said the school is sound and still has the capability of providing a safe place for students to learn and have a high quality of education. Edwards said they when the Carrot River School was announced, they were happy for their neighboring community but feels with the lack of funding for Arborfield School, the issues regarding the building has become worse. Edwards went on to say the NESD did do a school building sustainability study and in that study and facility condition indication report stated it was a sustainable school with several recommendations that were to be made. He also discussed potential bus routes that have been given to the public and parents. Their committee has also driven the roads that the NESD has proposed and the timelines would make some bus rides for student over an hour and a half one way. He said he doesn't believe that gives any child a quality education. Finding bus drivers and ensuring students have a way to get to school has been a concern throughout the NESD in many rural areas. A meeting of the electors is being held in Arborfield on Wednesday, February 15 at 7 p.m. at the Arborfield Community Hall. Edwards encourages everyone with an invested interest in the school to come out and let their voices be heard. Carrot River Valley MLA Fred Bradshaw said he will be in attendance and he plans to listen to what everyone has to say. Bradshaw said ultimately the future of the school will be a NESD board decision. When asked what the community of Arborfield should be doing, Bradshaw said he went to Arborfield School and attended from grades 1, 2, 3. His father also owned a business in Arborfield. Arborfield is fighting for their school. Everyone doesn't want to see anything leave their communities, whether it be businesses or schools, said Bradshaw.